For the first time, the state's Department of Transportation is in the driver's seat when it comes to navigating the legal environmental requirements that come along with big transportation projects. And the Federal Highway Administration wants to know how they're doing. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Rasha McChesney has this story.
Alaska doesn't have a dedicated fund for state highway projects. Something like 90% of the projects in the state get federal money. And that means that when the state wants to work on a highway, build a new one, widen an old one, there's usually some kind of federal environmental review. Typically, that review falls under the National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA. In the past, the Federal Highway Administration handled that review. But an Obama-era law gave states the option to take control of some of that process. Last year, Alaska joined six other states that have taken the feds up on that offer. There's evidence that the states that have taken over this work are saving a lot of time in the permitting process. In early September, the Federal Highway Administration put out the results of its first audit of how Alaska's Department of Transportation is handling its new responsibilities. There are a few things that could be improved, like one instance where the state should have held a public hearing and didn't. And there are questions about having enough staff and allocating the time and money they need for training. But there are other areas where federal auditors say the state is doing pretty well, like bringing in legal help early on in the process. With this new power comes new responsibility, namely legal liability. It means the state can be sued for these decisions in federal court. The state added a new attorney in the Department of Law, specifically to make sure that projects are legally defensible. The state's Department of Transportation added four other positions to cope with the new responsibilities, too. The Federal Highways Administration is taking comments on that audit until October 5th. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rasha McChesney in Juneau.